It's Morning Edition on NHPR. The Portsmouth City Council is considering a ban on plastic bags. Portsmouth City Councilor Brad Lown is sponsoring the ordinance on behalf of the New Hampshire Surfrider Foundation's Rise Above Plastics campaign. That ordinance would ban single-use plastic bags in the city and allow stores to pass on a 10-cent per bag fee for using paper bags. Brad joins us now to talk about that proposal. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Rick.
Councilor, tell us why you feel a ban on plastic bags is needed in Portsmouth.
Well, the average family uses about 500 plastic bags a year. Nationwide, that comes to about 100 billion of them. And only somewhere between 1 and 8% of the bags are actually recycled. So that means that the vast majority of them end up somewhere else, such as in landfills, or in the ocean or in trees, where they're consumed by birds and so on. And they take about 500 to 1,000 years to degrade. And they don't biodegrade, they photodegrade, which means they break down into little particles that are then consumed by wildlife and so on. There's an alternative that's viable, and that would be reusable bags. So that's essentially what the proposal is.
It's relatively a small community, so what sort of impact do you think a ban like this would really have?
Well, we're not the first municipality that's tried it. There are at least 150 other communities around the country, including one in Maine and several in Massachusetts, that have tried this. And the opponents of it, of course, say that the world's going to come to an end if they can't use their single-use plastic bags, but the world has not come to an end, and it seems to be working in these other communities in the sense that it's substantially reducing the amount of single-use plastic bags in the waste stream.
And do you envision other towns and cities in New Hampshire maybe taking your lead and imposing similar bans?
Well, there's a jurisdictional issue. New Hampshire is a so-called home rule state, which means that municipalities can only do what the legislature enables them to do. The legislature wants and has delegated to the towns the power to deal with recycling, reuse, landfills, and on the top of their list of desirable conduct by municipalities is source reduction. So it appears to me the legislature wants and has allowed the municipalities to do things like this, and this comes under the heading of source reduction.
What about sanitation? Would this ban include, garbage and trash bags?
No, there are quite a few plastic bags that are not covered by the ordinance, including the plastic bags that you use in the grocery store to bring meat and poultry and vegetables and fruit to the counter. They don't apply to plastic trash bags either.
Then the mayor has said that he thinks the majority of calls and emails to his office have been favorable, but the issue does need more study. What's your sense as to the prospects for this ban being implemented?
Well, I can't say whether I have 5 votes on the council. There are 9 of us. I think probably we do. Portsmouth is a progressive city. At least we like to think of ourselves that way. This has generated all kinds of emotion in the city. One woman wrote a letter to the paper saying that she would think of me every time she steps in dog waste. I took that as a compliment. And then another gentleman has been standing out in front of a grocery store collecting signatures from people who oppose this. He says he's got 400 signatures. So it's certainly something that has everybody cranked up.
But what do you say to those who oppose a ban, because they do see it as a freedom of choice issue, an example of maybe government overreach?
Well, people like to trot out the state motto, live free or die. So, yes, it's an infringement on people's liberty that people say, I have the right to choose between a plastic bag and a paper bag. Well, that's not a right. It's something that just needs to be addressed to address long-term environmental impact, in my view.
Portsmouth City Councilor Brad Lown is sponsor of an ordinance that would ban single-use plastic bags in his city. Councilor, thank you for the time.
All right. Thanks for having me on.